With the price of oil over $60 a barrel, citizens of oil-rich countries like Saudi Arabia are awash in petrodollars, and for many people, a favorite place to put that money has been the exploding Saudi stock market. With rates of return last year that dwarfed those of European and American markets, the Saudi boom has generated millions of dollars in paper profits. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, though, that Saudi's new investors are making a discovery. What goes up can also come down.
Earlier this month, the Jeddah-based Arab News ran a brief item under the headline, "The Stock Market is Bad for Your Health." The article said the previous week's 10% drop in the Tadawul, the Saudi stock market, led to at least four fatal heart attacks and one shooting. According to media accounts, the shooting involved two friends, one who invested his money on the advice of the other and who wasn't pleased with the results. At a time when Saudi oil installations are under attack by terrorists, the Iraqi conflict is raging, and religious clerics are in an uproar about moves to open up the conservative society, it seems that all Saudis can talk about is the stock market. Many, like Jeddah shop owner Mamdou Al-Hathi, see the market as an opaque money-making machine that seems to work mainly for the biggest and best-connected investors.
Yeah, it's booming here in Saudi Arabia, and it's got no law, no regulations, no clear regulations. So a lot of people, they manipulate the rules, and they made a lot of money over there.
From a distance, the results have been staggering. Arab markets last year reported earnings growth in the 45% range, compared with 15% in the markets of developed countries. But in recent weeks, the market have plunged, in the process wiping out much of the gains, and in some cases the savings, of small investors who had no experience in the risks involved in equity speculation. Business writer and analyst Omar Bagour says analysts have been warning for months that the Saudi market was due for a correction, but many people paid no attention.
People have been used to good times for such a long time that it's hard to believe a doomsayers. It was quite obvious the rapidity and the increase in values was on an expanding path, almost exponential, beyond the point of actual resources' ability to sustain that kind of growth.
Bagour and others say one cause of the market's volatility is the very abundance of cash that prompted many Saudis to take the plunge. The answer, many say, is to privatize more state-run companies. Businessman Yassin Alireza says besides helping to soak up excess liquidity in the market, privatization will provide a jolt of free market efficiency that Saudi consumers will find refreshing. For example, he says until the state-run phone company was privatized a few years ago, it would routinely take 5 to 6 months to get phone lines installed. In low-density areas, customers would sometimes be asked to dig up their own streets and pay to have cable laid in. Alireza says investors not only made money when they bought shares in the newly privatized phone company, they got better service.
It floated shares in the stock market, and which were immediately very successful. And then, the service improved tremendously after the privatization. Still, there are a lot of things to be improved further, but compared to what it was before, it's a world of difference.
Future privatization moves may include Saudi Arabian Airlines and the water desalination utility that also provides electricity. But for now, many small Saudi investors are yanking what's left of their money out of the market and hoping things will settle down soon. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.